I was dying, felled by the outcast Ayara, and I found peace, something I never had. I loved the world and its gifts of beauty and sense. I loved the gift of love and touch. I wanted it forever. And so I set upon the world a terrible machine that was to feed my immortality so that I might live forever and enjoy all the world eternally. I learned, alas, that the cost of my immortality was the very world I adored. Once my incantations were complete, there was no way to stop the siphon. No power could end its ever-draining force. The world I loved was dying, rotting, decaying. Understand me, Ayara. I loved nature just as you do. I thought that with infinite power and life I could protect and cultivate it. I was wrong. With my only hope being the hero of prophecy, you, Ayara, I began to manipulate people and events so that you would be driven onward until you found my pillar of corruption and then me. You are an outcast, Ayara, because I sent raiders to raise your village and kill the last of your race, all but you. I am sorry. It had to be done. To push you away from people and bring you closer to nature and the world so you would become part of it and wield its strength. I will never breathe the fresh scent of the rolling fields or smell the sweet aroma of a lovely rose again. I killed myself by bringing you here. Who do you think opened the portal for you, Ayara? I did. Your love of life and goodness, Ayara, is what raised you above the others. Like me, you would die for your world. Your sincerity and compassion gives you strength. Your ability to forgive and not pass judgment is what defines you. You, Ayara, must take the throne of Barbaria. It is time for the world to change. Rebuild it in your image. Barbarian of prophecy. Rule it with the same understanding and temperance you have always shown. Tend to its gardens. See if you can create your own Eden. And know that your parents would be proud of you. I am sorry for all I took from you. I am sorry. Truly sorry.